With the coal supply, can you tell me how much coal was used, say, per day or per hour by the station?
Exactly. I heard that boss told me if we run 24 hours, not very often we done that, we burn up to 50 ton of coal in that 24 hours. The best coal when it come from Litko, the worst coal come from Bulai. There were a lot of ashes and very hard to keep a fire.
The Bulai coal.
Bulai coal. Yes. But Litko coals was very good. They were very quick burn back and it's easy to control.
Did any coal come from Berrima?
Yeah, well, later on, just before we closed the power station, there were coal supply open cut from Berrima, but they didn't come by train. They come in a tipper loaded on a, through the road. I remember...
So road trucks.
Road truck. I remember man and a lady driving... Men drove the full truck and lady drove empty truck to Berrima and then back again.
So there was a lady driving as well?
Yes, lady driving the truck. And they come into the bunker, they step off, we sign the docket, and where they going back again for another load.
So how many times would they come down? Would they come a couple of times?
Or if they come first thing early in the morning, if they arrive... Half past seven, they were after 4 o'clock back again, second time. They were not a truck as a railway truck, maybe 10 ton in a truck, maybe less. Couldn't remember exactly. But they were not big tippers what I saw later on coming in a when we closed down power station.
Regarding the ashes, what was done with the ashes,
Mick? Well, ashes, they used to take them to Canberra Rice Course, and a lot of ashes talked to Dan Troon people. I don't know what I done it, but they were with the small tippers come in, and we filled the tippers, and they took it to Dan Troon.
Perhaps it went on to sports grounds.
I presume, but I heard that they told me they put some trucks to Queanbeyan Rice Course and some trucks to Canberra Rice Course in the centre.